DW.
Und einer der Blonden, der Ethian, beginnt mit seinem Beret. Ich habe gesehen, gar manche...
Sebastian has just picked me up in his black Skoda station wagon. We're about 50 miles east of Munich, driving through the soft green hills of Bavaria as the late morning mist rises from the valleys and lakes.
They have nothing to do. I mean, they're living here. This next house, look at
right
it.
Here, right here.
Open windows, open doors, night and day long.
Okay, so this, I mean, this looks like a German country house.
It is.
How many refugees are in there?
I suppose it's 30, I don't know. I don't count them.
With his favorite German folk tunes playing on CD, Sebastian gets straight to what's been stewing in his mind. Refugees who've been showing up here. The villages in this county have an average population of 5,000 people. As of October, an average of 50 refugees were registered here, per village. 2 years ago, that number was 10, before the great influx in the fall of last year. And that's exactly when Sebastian said enough was enough.
My problem is, I see it doesn't stop. This year, until June, official figures, more than 240,000 people from all over the world came here. We're not talking about refugees, we're talking about people that come in here and they'll be disappointed because they don't have a future here. That they don't have. Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm...
Sebastian is the Bavarian spokesman of the Identitarian Movement. They're being monitored by German intelligence because the authorities fear they are, quote, dangerous, that these guys could, quote, incite revolution among the people. They say they are fighting to preserve their identity by staging acts of provocation with one principal message: different cultures just don't mix.
There is no together. If they come to a festival at a village, they're sitting at one table, separated, and they even don't give them alcohol sometimes. It's ridiculous. I mean, you don't flee your country to sit here, betrayed by a 50-year-old...
And be ostracized here.
That's ridiculous.
Sebastian is taking me into the middle of the woods to a hidden lake where he often goes to collect his thoughts.
Where are we going?
Since this forest is my favorite place, I take you to a shore at the lake.
And this is where you grew up?
In this area, yes. 10 kilometers away from here.
So you're taking me to where you feel at home, would you say that?
I grew up and where I live now.
There's this this word in German, Heimat, home. Can you give me a sense of what that means to you?
To me especially, it means a lot, because I've lived abroad several years, and this always means to me coming home, knowing your place, have a childhood memories, and I'm lucky and grateful that we live in a peaceful Heimat, yeah. We want a world where everybody can live in his Heimat peacefully and loves to live in his Heimat peacefully.
Here, again, Sebastian stresses that he has nothing against foreigners, that he's not a racist. And when people call him and his group neo-Nazis, and that happens often, he shrugs it off as lunacy. A neo-Nazi is violent, he says, and wants to cleanse German cities of all foreigners. He says they can come here to Germany.
But a character shouldn't get lost. And once you've got any village, you've got a lot of foreigners there, the character will change.
Are you afraid that it's going to change? That you might lose your sense of home, your Heimat?
First of all, please, I don't like the word afraid, concerned. I'm concerned because I see it has changed a lot already. It's obviously clear that once foreigners become a majority or become more and more, they demand other things, they demand changes. That's clear. I mean, go to big cities where they build up mosques and stuff. It would be strange if mosques were here, but...
Are there any mosques around here?
No. In the cities, there are a lot of Muslims, of course, and they need a place to pray. That's also clear. I mean, I'm the last one, since I'm also religious, to not give the people there the place where they can pray. But building a mosque in this area, that would affect me a lot. I don't want this, no. Because this would mean the change which is there already with the people would be visible.
How much of the population do you think feels the way you do, but just isn't... It just isn't willing or able to express it in the way that you and your movement do?
When we do actions, when you speak to people, I do get a lot of positive reactions, of course. but I don't want to speak for anybody. I'm not the person to be. I don't want to become a politician. I don't want to be. I don't even vote. I mean, I don't care. Seriously, I want to have a peaceful future.
Wir sind die europäische Jugend. Wir sind die identitäre Bewegung.
I've been invited to a strategic meeting of the movement. There are about 12 guys here, all around 20 years old, some wearing lederhosen, with blue and white shirts saying identitarian Bavarians. They sit around a table planning their next act of provocation, discussing their message. Secure borders, secure future. Stop the great exchange. Patrick, who is 24, lets me know why he is here.
The society is destroying itself.
You think the society is destroying itself?
Yeah.
You really think that?
Our society works in a specific way, and when you change values, the society can't work and ultimately will destroy, or it has to change radically. If you just bring so many people here just for because they want to immigrate here and you don't control who's coming, I think that's wrong.
And you're afraid of these people then?
No, not the people themselves. It's just more like how they affect our living.
One of the guys with beady eyes and his hair styled like Ronaldo, the Portuguese soccer player, won't tell me his name or speak English. But he will speak openly.
How old are you, Bjalt Bistu?
Ich bin 17 Jahre alt.
17?
Yeah.
You're 17 years old.
Yes.
Are you afraid of the future, of what's going on in your country? Hast du Angst vor der Zukunft?
Angst vor der Zukunft, ja, in gewisser Weise schon.
Afraid of the future? In a way, yeah, I am. But the reason for me personally is that I can't speak my mind in this multicultural society. As soon as I don't follow the mainstream and are part of a group like this one here, you're at risk of dying a social death. We're all on thin ice, and that's what I'm afraid of, that you can't have your own opinion.
Davor habe ich Angst, dass man wirklich sich nicht mehr seine eigene Meinung bilden kann, und das ist eigentlich mein Hauptproblem.
At the end of the day, Sebastian gets out his guitar. He's got a whole book full of songs that he and the boys will be singing later around the campfire. Of all the things he's trying to preserve, I have a hunch that these songs are the most important. In a way, they define him, his culture and society, the things that these guys say are dying. I wonder as I leave whether I have anything like that. I guess I don't, really. Das Leben auf dieser Erde feiert das Fest, Kameraden. Feiert das Fest, Kameraden. Kurz ist das Leben auf dieser Erde, feiert das Fest, Kameraden.
Wo seid ihr Nächte geblieben? Zecht und durchlacht. Wir hätten so weiter getrieben, doch der Horlock, der kam immer lang. Und es liefen uns die Kanonen, der Himmel stand wieder im Brand. In Schiffen und Bunkern wir wohnen, und so fern ist das Heimatland. Kameraden, kurz ist das Leben auf dieser Erde, feiert das Fest, Kameraden, feiert das Fest, Kameraden, kurz ist das Leben auf dieser Erde, feiert das Fest, Kameraden.
This report was brought to you by DW.